Voice Radio.
Believe it.
Tara Lee. Oh, yeah.
T-T-T-T-T-Y.
What the world needs.
What the world needs
now. What the world needs.
What the world needs
now. A little bit of love and some unity. We have to be the change that we want to see. Bundy band, my booty guns down. That's what the world needs.
That's what the world needs.
Hey, a little more love and some unity. We have to be the change that we want to see. Bundy band, my booty guns down. That's what the world needs.
That's what the world needs.
Can you imagine no more war? We not happy cry where you're fighting for. Imagine all the children them were born not happy starve. And no man would I envy what another man have. Imagine if we ever could discover how to treat one another like sister and brother. Oh God. And if we overstand the lesson, we could receive all the blessings in abundance where you have a weed job.
You're listening to Carib Voice Radio. And this is Spirituality in the Mix on this Sunday. I want to let you know that the topic today is let's get it together together. Let us get it together together. Stay tuned. We need to love each other. Let's bring it. Let's bring it. Let's do this.
In Ireland, in life we go astray.
And though we stray, he will make our way.
See me, I say to any world, yeah, love's the only way.
What the world needs.
What the world needs
now.
What the world needs.
What the world needs now.
A little bit of love and some unity. We have to be the change that we want to see. Bundy band, my booty guns down. That's what the world needs.
That's what the world needs.
Hey, a little more love and some unity. We have to be the change that we want to see. Bundy band, my booty guns down. That's what the world needs.
That's what the world needs.
Imagine living in a place where you're not judged by your color nor race.
No.
And everything was how it's supposed to be. Every man, woman, and child mind free. Can you imagine if we ever could discover how to treat one another like sister and brother? Oh God. And if we overstand the lesson, we could receive all the blessings in abundance where you are for we chat. One thing I learned in life, we go astray.
And though we stray, he will make our way.
See me, I say to any world, yeah, love's the only way.
What the world needs.
What the world needs
now.
What the world needs.
What the world needs
now. A little bit of love and some unity. We have to be the change that we want to see. Bundy band, my booty guns down. That's what the world needs.
That's what the world needs.
Hey, a little more love and some unity. We have to be the change that we want to see. Bundy band, my booty guns down. That's what the world needs.
That's what the world needs.
That's exactly what the world needs. The world needs love.
It's your boy Kurt Brown, aka Mr. Energy, out of beautiful Barbados. And right now you're listening to CaribVoiceRadio.org, the edutainment station. Keep it locked.
Thank you, Kirk, for that. Oh, I'm telling you, as I was here being pensive, I thought that I should really talk about love, because I think people confuse it a lot with sex. But I want to say something based on what I'm seeing around the world in terms of conversation. We have to learn how to anchor our life in love. Because that is the solution. Tara Lynn is asking us and telling us what the world needs. This other young lady, Yamila Kobe, who I've mentored for several years, and wrote this song in the midst of a very destitute scenario when Haiti was going through a lot of pain and still going through a lot of pain. But I think the indifference that we have in terms of our spirituality, in other words, what we are thinking and how we are being influenced in a silent mode, because we don't get to see our thought process. We don't get to see it inside of our individual bodies. We do get to manifest, unfortunately, the negative progressions of our thought process. And we have to take a second look at the influences that are not credible in our space, so we can bring to fruition love. I know we all get excited about it, and last week I was talking about all the negative progressions in my life and my birth and all of these pieces, but at some point love got corrupted. And that is why we see hate. How did it begin is a question that we as individuals have to take a second look at and engage that conversation. I looked at life, and I've been looking at it for quite some time. And I've summarized that this behavior related to the inability for some, not all, and those that really want to love are afraid to love because they have seen the negative progression of what love, alleged love, does. Love does not take time out. It is constantly there. From the entrepreneur who starts a vision and hires someone to provide a job for somebody else, and for somebody else who got the job and then said, you know what, I need more money, so I'm going to start my own entrepreneurship program and work and provide service. There's a loud scream across the world for customer care, customer service. You know how many coaches are talking about this? All of these extensions of behavior that we see in front of us has to do with either a lot of love or lack of love. But how do we anchor ourselves into something where an accusatory statement is in our head, in our minds, commencing with the ceremony for what hate looks like? That's not, hate is the antithesis of love, man. If the thesis is loved, and we're going to talk about that and walk through that systemically, purposefully, skill set wise, all the other pieces, the relationship between ourselves, our internal self, manifesting in our external self, we're going to have an opportunity to really see what we think and feel and investigate ourselves. I do it every single day. One of the things I learned about love is how to be unconditional. Because being a lover does not mean that I'm going to allow you to abuse me. Because, oh, he's a loving person. Do whatever you want with him. Do whatever you want with her. Don't think that. Don't practice that. It's not helpful. So what is love? What is love in this time? And what is the historical representation of love that brought us here? So from my experience, and again, love is about a culture. The things that make you do what you do. It's a culture of inheritance. That's what love is. If you are a kind and giving person and you pass on love and kindness, you have to learn how to manage the equity of your emotional intelligence related to kindness. That's love. Because when people are up, when other people are up, when people get mad, then love turns to hate. Oh, that's rough emotionally in terms of intelligence. So we have to find out, how do we anchor that? When we drop anchor, we have to stand in the gap for what love represents in our cultural space. If loving for you is giving someone flowers every year on Valentine's Day, that's one aspect of love. It's called giving. Are you giving to receive, or are you giving to bring more joy and personality into that person's space? That's the big question right there. When I give, I don't look back. But if I look back and I want something from it, it kind of corrupts. It becomes a virus. But it doesn't mean that you don't issue a reminder to the people that you help to let them know that you're still here, you're still standing in the gap, and they need to think about you. This song, Let's Find Love, is a manifestation of one of the nations in the world that has gone through so much chaos. So I'm going to play it just that you can hear and see what is happening, because they're beckoning and asking for love and support. But they're also telling you the story, telling you the history. Stay tuned. Here we go. Let's Find Love.
see stars, I see hatred, I see rain, and I see pain. I see us so divided, we can't see it's near the end. I see tears and so much sorrow. Children confused like crosswords, too much crime, too much pain, heart filled with hatred, battles in the mind, nations divided, feels like little time, but we can't give in till fear. We're stronger than that. Heart filled with hatred. Let's find ourselves alone. I see colors. We all people. I see me. Children falling like raindrops, too much grace, too much change. Hey, yeah, yeah. Heart filled with hatred, battles in the mind, nations divided, feels like little time, but we can't give in till fear. We're stronger than that. Heart filled with hatred. Let's find ourselves alone. I team way avail. Take the time with you. Mexico way avail. Las Vegas, I'm with you. Jamaica way avail. Syria, I'm with you.
That's what I'm talking about. Nations divided. A lot going on. Different spaces. Bad behavior. And we have to get ourselves back into the space of the commencement ceremony. I remember my first day at school. And it was a very interesting day. I had to walk from home didn't have any shoes. And I always felt like my uncle, who worked for the roadwork folks in Barbados, seemed like they were always dropping hot tar on the road. And because I didn't have any shoes, of course, I could feel the tar under my feet. And it burned like heck. And what does that have to do with love? Recognizing that you have to try to accomplish something and some of it is going to be painful. Some commitments that you made that are not inspiring or positive, you have to take a second look at. Because hate did not need an invitation. It doesn't need an invitation for a lot of people. But I've looked at it from all the sides that I could, and I don't see the benefit of it. So let's try love. I asked someone in one of my WhatsApp rooms, if you woke up tomorrow and love was the new order of the day, meaning hate had been suppressed, greed, envy, anxiety, and all the other associated bad behaviors with it, could you handle it? Right now, for a lot of people in homes across the country, the world, love is under siege. COVID brought people home together to get it together to do the things that they should be doing. And when they got together, many of them found out that they no longer enjoyed. Because people, and I always say this, people change without notice. But we got to look more closer as to why. So the culture of love has left the room, and more domestic violence started than any time in the history of mankind that we know in our timeline. Because I don't know what happened historically when I wasn't here. I was born in 1963. Uh-oh, he just told his age. Yes. And I learned that for the last 50 plus years of loving on people who didn't love on me, I was successful and resilient doing it because it was an unconditional act of concern and caring. I mean, I've been through a lot of stuff related to people, and I'm in the people business. I believe so strongly in it that I took a degree in human services from Metropolitan College of New York. Hi, MCNY. It's one of your alumni. Hey, hey, hey. And I'm coming at you soon. And it was so glorious that I said, I'm going to go back and I'm going to take my master's and continue my experiential journey in the community. That was love. Self-love, inspired by coaches, inspired by mentors, for me to get a college degree, 2 degrees. And then someone said, well, you need to go and get a doctorate. I said, I don't need that. I know why I told them that. I mean, I explained it. They both fell on the floor. Because love begins with concern for self first. And you have to package some behaviors in your arsenal of knowledge concerning love that will allow you to supersede other cultural inhibitors that stop you from loving. When two people get together and the science behind the chemistry of men and women come together, we go back to the first conversation I had inside of the invisible substantial value of thought. That's a spiritual element. But we don't know exactly what's coming. Because two different products are in the room. Sometimes three, sometimes four. It depends on how you view your culture of love. So you don't have time to really be judging people. That's one of the things that you have to do if you're a lover. Don't judge people. Try to understand where they are coming from. Don't walk up to them and try to correct them until you understand their reference point. Because everyone in the world has a reference point. For me, I understand that giving love requires a little sacrifice every now and then. And yes, there comes a time when two people come together and maybe they don't feel each other anymore. That does not have to turn out to be a negative thing if you understand the culture of love. Sometimes you need to understand that the culture of love represents waves in your life. Sacrifice. And you have to, in all aspects, create an opportunity for sacrifice to work for you. And if you understand yourself, self-love, let self-love grow so that it can extend outside of you. What you want for you, you should want for someone else. That eradicates envy. That's the starting point. There is a solution. The question is, are you willing to walk a mile in your own shoes to deliver an outcome that represents what love looks like as a benefit to you and a benefit to others? It's very powerful. And every time I sit here or I move around, I understand love has a correction process. So when you're going through difficulty and hardship, don't internalize and personalize it as a negative. Investigate your mindset and what you did right, what you did wrong. Forget the blame. Come up with a strategic solution. Well, some people will say, well, Arbor, you know that. We're not all like you. We can't all do that. Well, I had to learn it too. So one of my modalities is if I learn, my responsibility is to go ahead and teach. Go ahead and teach. Because the victory is in the outcome. The process for love provides an opportunity to solidify an outcome that transcends time and space. You have to learn to talk to other people, especially if you get into a relationship. That's one of the biggest issues related to love, relationships. And if you take, I consider myself a wordsmith sometimes. So I listened differently, and I had a conversation with a young lady, and I said, and she said, well, I do active listening, and one of the things that really got me excited about speaking with her is that she put on her resume active listening. Now, if you're not listening actively, in other words, if someone starts talking and you zoom them out 30 seconds before they say the first thing, you're not listening. You can be nodding your head left, right, and center in agreement with the hope that that person will shut up. That is not love. So the first thing that I learned to do, and sometimes I listen so intently that I stop talking, and it shocks people because they're like, but Aubrey, you're not saying anything. I said, if I'm speaking, I'm not really listening. And sometimes I have to interrupt because, you know, I get curious sometimes. And as a media person and as a journalist type of guy and a publisher and stuff, I have to interrupt to get the full sense. And sometimes I have to reference the conversation by saying, if I hear you correctly, this is what you're saying. Because I want to know what you're saying. And I learned that from one of my students also years ago. I loved how she framed a question and a response by using that terminology. And if she's listening to this show, she's going to say, wait, he's talking about me. But that also is love. The eternal consideration of another person without creating the opportunity to be judgmental, to be hateful, to be envious. Even recognize that they are supposed to supersede you in many ways and not be jealous about it. Read more, learn more, change the world. That is love. You are the answer to expressing and propelling the idea of anchoring yourself in love. And when I heard anchor, I got very excited because I remember there was an anchor butter in Barbados at some point or somewhere that and that reminded me of home. And yeah, I'm always referencing home because that's my starting point for all the things that I've done globally, locally, and internationally, as we would say, globally. I love experiencing new cultures from people, new languages, understanding new terminologies, and really engaging people. I remember when I first got on the air with this initiative, Africa logged on and I didn't know they were on. And then one day I got this note and it said, "We're listening, we're in Africa. Can you replay that song?" And I'm like, "What song are you talking about?" And it says "Ladies Rule." And I said, "Oh, okay." And they said, "You have to do it because the dam is going to be closed in a minute and the electricity is going to go off." And I'm like, "Well, what does that have to do with listening to the song?" And they're like, "Oh, okay, so you won't have electricity. And so the signal will be lost." And it was a listener group. It wasn't just one person. So you have to understand what the power of words mean in your space and how you impact people when you love them. As a matter of fact, we did a program and a couple of years ago, and we did a t-shirt. And we're considering making this title of Anchor Your Life in Love a show and have a senior person do it and pull the seniors in because they have a lot of experience in this way of life. And for me, it would be a tribute to the one woman in my life that I spent a lot of time with loving upon me. That was my grandmother. Every way that woman went, whether it was the plantation, usually it was the plantation, to weed the farm, as people would say, plant sugar cane. I was with her. I was with her. The other times I was with my mother when I was much younger because I couldn't talk, so she took me everywhere to make sure that I was okay. I don't know when I picked up the nickname dummy, but I think that my internal mind and how people treated me and from reading and understanding the course, Jesus' course, and our life of faith, and I'll talk more about that another time, but that man got beat dumb for the purpose of loving and caring. And there are over 29 billion people that subscribe to his way of life, emotionally, not all practically. Because from what I see, a lot of those same people don't like each other. And some of them say, "Come to church with me." I'm like, "Why am I going to go to church with you? I see what you do during the week. You're not a nice person. Why would I want to hang with you?" It's a reality of living that you have to understand. Loving is a practicum. You have to practice behaviorally. The model of love needs to be inside of your DNA in terms of a practice. And the purpose of love is to build cohesion and understanding. And as a matter of fact, when love happens, where two or more gather together, the enzymes in your body start acting totally different. I'm not a scientist, as people would say, scientist, but you ask any scientist. I'm sharing the idea of that's what happens. You go and you ask them to see what they say. And if it lines up, then I'm correct. I remember I published a book for a young man. Young man, I call him Glendon, excuse me, and it was all about love. And the lyrical splendor of that, man, even how I do what I do across the world without even going there. Before COVID, I used to go different places, spend time, cover events, spend months with my laptop working and doing the things that I want to do, whether it was teaching or not. Because the hybrid model was in place. Where you're in the classroom and then you're doing it online and you're communicating with the students virtually. I was doing that way before COVID happened. I thought it was exciting. I was doing it before I was teaching because this is a hybrid moment. For the lives that I've touched, the entrepreneurs that I've shared my vision with that have taken my courses, I haven't met a lot of them. I want to shout out to Nigeria. You know what I'm saying. I want to shout out to Gabon. I do these things because these are places that I've gone virtually. That activity is happening virtually. Even from Barbados too. And other places that some of them I will mention, some I won't. But my itinerary for what I want to do when travel resumes, if travel resumes, is heavy. Love requires that you hang with people at your mental level and above who subscribe to loving. Because there's an energy of sobriety and strength that comes from that kind of association. So you've got to be careful of who you hang with when you love people, when you love creation, when you love society in general. I don't have time to have a conversation about judging myself, judging others. I will have a conversation if you ask me an opinion about something, and I will share what I know that is sustainable. Because when you love, the behavior is sustainable and it comes right back to you. It goes out again and it touches the four corners of the earth. Let's find some time for love. And for the ones who want to love but are blinded or hurt and insecure about loving because you see so much mess around you, begin with checking yourself out for self-love first. And as soon as you have engaged it, don't wait for it to become a perfected class. Give someone a little touch with it. Kindness. When you show up as a method of love, leave your representative at home. Because some people show up saying they're loving you, but they're pretending because you got something that they want, and they're coming to get it. And if they know that you're a lover, they're going to pretend to be a lover or love you so that they can get into your inner sanctum and break you down. How do I know this? It has happened to Aubrey. What did I do about it when I was discovering it? I did some of the things I'm asking you to do. I checked myself. I didn't say I was cursed, because none of us are cursed. We just got to look at the bad behavior that emerged from a historical reference point. And if we don't know it, we can't correct it. That's one of the reasons I did a deep dive into my family's history to find out who I'm related to, what conditions they grew up in, so that I can understand more about my own manifestations. Are you with me? Do you like what you're hearing? Do you want to learn more? Do you want to understand more? Feel free to drop me an email. Aubrey, Aubry, at aubryspeaks.net. Conversely, aubryspeaks@gmail.com is an inclusive culture. You send it there, I'll get it there, and I'll respond to either. But I'm excited for you. I'm excited for me. I'm excited for the fact that the way I think gives me something my grandmother used to call a very special thing. Freedom of thought. Caring. Her word was constitution. Joelle, you have a strong constitution. And that's when health becomes a powerful thing in your space. Love builds on health. Love allows your body to respond. Remember, We have molecules, particles, atoms, the science table. That's how we are configured. And I think the key master for strengthening those pieces in your space, in your body, in your mind, is managing the equity of unconditional love. Yeah, sometimes you're going to have to scold people. Doesn't mean you don't, that does not mean that you do not love them. It means that you care enough to render the very best. And some people, yes, for a season, you have to stay out of their way. You can't walk around talking about love here and there and everywhere, because everyone does not subscribe to that. And this, for some people, it's an effect. Some people will get offended that you love. A lot of people will. So you need to check the pulse of loving. Okay? So as I close out, I want to wish you a happy Sunday night, a wonderful week, and look forward to hearing from some of you. Tell a friend, send a friend, share with a friend. For me, one of the loving things that I've done is I wrote a book about how I think for every day of the week. And I wanted every quote to be a sustainable character in my life. So that when things happen, I go back into my book and I look for a quote that answers the call for the negative progression in my life. And I read it and I get back on track. Sometimes you have to plant seeds of sustainability as you move forward. It's very crucial. If you start up at 21 and you're doing something and you're writing, you're journaling, and you're making notes in different ways, audio, video, whatever, and sometimes something will hit you and you should go back in and look for the arsenal of knowledge that you created in the past to manage the beginning of a future life for yourself, or the new commencement ceremony when the waves happen. One of the things that happened to me early in the morning is that my phone crashed. I lost everything. I've seen people have phones that crash often, and they go berserk. You can, some of the things I say you can research on Google. I did not go berserk. I popped up in my room and told my team members and my membership members that, hey, I lost everything. And someone said, maybe it's time for you to purge. And I smiled because I was thinking, hey, maybe some of the people that are in my life that have not reached out, that I don't talk to anymore, that are in my phone, perhaps I need to purge that so that I can continue manifesting more in my personal and professional life. Because remember, some people hover between love and hate. You haven't quite mastered it yet. And I look at things every day that I have to master. I know there's no such thing as perfection, but there's the best you that you can be for you and for others. But you have to be for yourself first. Many people ask me, why do you keep sharing information with other people? Well, I have to do it for two reasons. One, it keeps me current. Number two, it keeps me current. If you are not a practitioner, if you go to school and you have a bachelor's degree or master's degree or doctorate and you're not a practitioner, you're neither one of the three, because you don't know what you're doing, because you'll forget a lot about it. You'll have a piece of paper, and it's proven now with people who are hiring people. If you are a practitioner in your scope of knowledge and you keep adding to the conversation that's going on, then you are a professional. And that's love, self-love. Thank you for listening to me. Like I said earlier, enjoy your week and have a good time. Take care. Care Voice Radio signing off. And this is Spirituality in the Mix right here as we get out of here. Thank you for listening.
Carry Voice Radio.
Believe it.